This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.
All right, Beamish of Philly, 106.7 The Fan. Let's go straight to the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. Talk to our friend, Mark Maskey. Mark, what's up, man? How you doing?
What's happening, guys? How are you?
We are fantastic. All right, well, JP, we're waiting for him to come back on the way he step out to.
Get him back in the room. Come on.
Hey, you know how he is, man.
That's right. When you're a big star like him, you set your own rules.
Yeah, you can't keep him on a straight line, man. So a lot of different things were happening up there for the owners' meeting, but one thing that came out of it seems as if Roger Goodell pushed the Green Bay Packers to go with this thing. Does he want the tush push out, and why not just state it?
You know, Beamish, I'm not sure. You know, there's a lot of people who think that. A lot of people who think the league office wanted it out, that Roger Goodell wanted it out. I mean, I'm not sure that I'm certain about that. I mean, but it's funny. When you look at where we are now, you have something where 22 teams just voted to ban this. You know, that's close to 70% of the league. So you had a vote where it was 22-10 in favor of getting rid of it, and yet it stays because, you know, just the requirement is to get to 24 votes. It's hard to get to 24 votes. So you had this sort of interesting discussion that played out, and there's so many different aspects that come into it. You have the aspect of, you know, is this a dangerous play? And even though the injury data doesn't support it, could there be an injury, and a very, very significant injury, because of the way this play is, because of the forces on the play and the quarterback being in the middle of all of these hundreds and hundreds of pounds of people on both sides of the ball pushing at him? And then you sort of have what it looks like. Is it really what some people will call a football play? Is it a rugby play? And then you're out of the other side, you know, learn how to stop it. You know, just because the Eagles do it well, just because the Bills to a lesser extent do it well, that's not a reason to get rid of it. And sort of, you know, where Roger Goodell in the league, my sense, at least when we got to the end, was, you know, they were just standing off to the side and letting these two sides go against it. And the bottom line, I think it just showed, It's hard to get three quarters of the NFL to agree on anything, and that's why it stays. But certainly, it's something that will keep being discussed, keep being talked about. This wasn't the first time that this came up during an offseason. This was the closest, obviously, it ever came. This was sort of the loudest the discussion ever was. But this won't be the last. This won't be the end of this. We'll see this discussed again next offseason and into the future. And maybe someday they'll get rid of it. But for now, it stays.
Well, actually, this question, I was watching a lot of stuff on TV yesterday, and they kept showing the tush push. And I know people like to tell me how strong Jalen Hurts' legs are. It's not his legs that's getting him in there. It's obviously the two people that push him from the back. And that used to be a rule that the NFL enforced where they wouldn't allow you to be pushed by someone aiding the runner. If they change that rule back, I don't think it's that successful. And I think that's because I watched them lift him off the ground and slide him across the top of the pile.
Right, which is part of what this rule said. Now, remember, when they went to the league meeting in March in Palm Beach, the rule was basically, just the tush push. The way the rule was worded, that the proposal by the Packers was the rule at the March meeting was, the wording was, you cannot push the guy who takes the snap right after he takes the snap. And that didn't get through. It was 16-16 at the March meeting. And so it was all reworked. And the wording of the proposal at this past meeting was, you can't push or pull or lift, as you said, or aid the runner anywhere on the field except by blocking for him. So you also would have gotten rid of those plays that you don't see them a lot, but you do see them, occasionally during the season where a guy is running with the ball 15, 20 yards downfield, gets stacked up. You have a little mini pile up 15 yards down the field and a couple offensive linemen run down the field and push the pile another 3, 4, 5 yards and everybody gets really excited about it. That would have been out also. Now, that may be out anyway, because what Rich McKay, the co-chairman of the competition committee, said at the meeting was, we're going to clean that part of the playoff. Even though the proposal was defeated, I don't even want to say defeated when it's 22-10, the proposal did not pass, so the push remains. But Rich McKay said, on those plays down the field, they're going to instruct the officials, blow those dead. So if you see next season, a guy, there's a pile up 15 yards down the field, and the offensive linemen run down to push the pile, what the officials are supposed to do next season is blow that play dead before the offense can run down and push the pile forward. So we'll see if it plays out that way, but that's what the officials are going to be instructed to do.
But that's what pisses me off about the NFL. They make stuff more complicated. Because exactly. if you're going to allow every time that players run, they go, it's a stalemate, and then the two guys come behind him and push him. So if you're going to blow that play dead, call it dead when it's a stalemate.
At the line of scrimmage, yeah. Right. It's sort of the same concept. So this is the one part of the debate that nobody ever talked about that I thought about. We had all these other arguments about the tush push. Is it dangerous? Is it not dangerous? There's no injury data, but it could be dangerous. Is it a football play? Is it not a football play? Should we get rid of something just because one or two teams do it well? That was what we all heard about. The one thing that always sort of popped into my mind that we never talk about is sort of the fairness issue and the equity between offense and defense. Now, say I'm on offense, you're on defense. Mm-hmm. There's a pile up at the line of scrimmage, and I'm on offense, and I run up and push the guy forward 3 yards. I get credit for those 3 yards. But if you're on defense and there's a pile up and you run up and push the pile 3 yards backwards, you don't get credit for that. They'll say, forward progress, put it back to where it was. So the offense gets credit for pushing in one direction. The defense can't get credit for pushing in the other direction. But as we all know, the rules are set up to favor the offense in the NFL. So that part of the argument has really never surfaced. But it's something to me that I've always found at least somewhat interesting, sort of that inequality between offense and defense on this play that we never bring up as part of this discussion.
Talking with our friend Mark Maskey from the Washington Post here on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude makes the most reliable HVAC products in the DMV. Maskey, you've covered a zillion NFL owners meetings. Like I go to big one, and then I had to chase.
Don't remind me about that.
Sorry, dude. And during the sale process,
we'll put it that way.
More than a few, yes, sir.
Yes.
this, though, with the tush push, seemed to get almost personal. And then Lori goes in there and gives, I don't know, you were there, a half hour, an hour long conversation. They bring Jason Kelce out. Like, right. Were you surprised the level of, maybe animosity is too much of a stretch, but just the level of heightened awareness around this one specific play?
It's very unusual, as you said. You don't see, an owner give a long speech about a rule change proposal. You certainly don't see a former player being brought in to give basically a presentation. I mean, Jerry Jones said right. That they were showing film of the play in there. So yes, very unusual. Now, surprise, no, because, this became a very targeted thing. You very rarely see a rule change proposal in the NFL that's so tied to one team. Some people said, okay, the Bills run this also. But, this was about the Eagles. This was about the play that the Eagles got very good at. And now you could sort of go back to the numbers and say, did it really give them that much of a competitive advantage on third and one and fourth and one, especially, after Jason Kelce retired? You can look at the numbers and say maybe it didn't, but still, this was very much tied to the Eagles. So I think the feeling that you're talking about was sort of inevitable just because of the fact that this was such.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
There are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
It's an unusual circumstance where you had a proposal that was so tied to something that everyone associated with one team and one team only. So yes, very, very, very unusual the way it all played out. But I wouldn't say surprising that it felt that way by the end, just because that was sort of the nature of the whole debate. And it's been the nature of the whole debate going back 2 and 3 years. Remember, this is not the first time this came up. This was talked about several years ago. Now, there was never a formal proposal about it until this offseason. So that sort of turned the dial up on all of these things, but it's a debate that's been going on for a few years and obviously will continue to go. And when you get that close, when you get 22 teams voting to get rid of it, there's no way that this goes away and doesn't get revisited again next offseason, the offseason after that, and probably every offseason, unless they ever get to a point where they get the 24 votes and get rid of it.
In three seasons, do you see it still in the game?
I would say no, just because of the progression of where we got. You know, we went from, you know, if you say you have to get to, you know, 100 miles an hour to get rid of it, we went from 0 to 90, you know, very fast. To get from where they were, to get a proposal on the table, and to get to the March meeting and have 16 teams against it. And then, you know, as they went from the March meeting to this meeting, what I always thought in my mind was, you know, it's really hard to get 24 votes, which we said before. Mm-hmm. But to get from 16 votes to 24, to pick up 8 votes in just a couple months, I thought was going to be really hard. And they got really close. So, you know, the fact that they got up to 22 votes on this, they got so close to what they needed, the 24 votes they needed, that sort of leads me to believe that if this discussion continues another year or two, and assuming the Eagles are going to keep using this, and the Eagles will continue to be a good team, they may not be the Super Bowl champion every year, but that they will continue to be a good team, so that this is something that's prominent, that everyone sees, that everyone talks about, you know, you would just think that they would be able to pick up the extra 2 votes, the people who want to get rid of this, over the next few years. I'm not saying next offseason, but it just sort of stands to reason that if this continues to go the direction that went this offseason, that within the next few years, they'll probably get up to 24 votes.
Talking with Mark Maskey here on the Rude Guest Hotline. You can read Mark's work in the Washington Post. You can follow him on X at Mark Maskey, M-A-S-K-E. Mark, we had a reporter on from the Green Bay Press Gazette, I want to say, covers the Packers, that kind of, he strongly hinted that maybe the Packers were the vehicle for the NFL to push this legislation because they don't have an owner, like a true owner in the sense of other teams, and that this was actually like Goodell's idea more than, you know, necessarily the Packers. And I think I saw like Florio kind of echo that. Did you hear any of that? Does that sound reasonable to you?
You know, I'm not sure about it. I'm not sure I sort of attach, I read quite as much into it as some others do on that. Yes, you know, that's believed by some people, that's thought by some people. You know, you've had sort of this speculation and rumor and innuendo going back, you know, even a couple of years that Roger Goodell wanted this out of the game. I'm not sure he took that active a role in this. Remember, we have Mark Murphy, the former safety here, who has been the president of the Packers, getting ready to retire. He was against the play. He's a member, has been a member of the competition committee in the past, is on the health and safety committee. He had to, you know, he does this column on the Packers website where he takes questions, and he, you know, came out a few months ago and said, you know, this is not a football play. This should be out. So I mean, I think, you know, to think that just because the Packers don't have an owner, well, Mark Murphy sort of functioned as an owner, was treated as an owner when you go to these owners meetings, and he was a person, you know, with a very, you know, extensive background as a player, as a front office person, has exposure to the competition committee, exposure to the health and safety committee, knows it all very well, and it came out very strongly against it. So, you know, to me, I look at what's out there, I tie it more to Mark Murphy than to the league office, than to Roger Goodell, the fact that the Packers made that proposal. And obviously, you know, it's not something that just the Packers believe. When you got to 16 votes against it at the March meeting, when you got to 22 votes to get rid of it at this meeting, you know, it's not just something that the league office was pushing for, was trying to get out there and you know, use the Packers. You know, no, there was a very sort of substantive feeling within the league of many teams along these same lines. So it wasn't just a league office thing that they were pushing. No, there were a lot of people within the league and a lot of teams, rightly or wrongly, who felt this way.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you, and I think there were a lot of teams, perhaps even Washington is an example of this, that wanted it gone but didn't want their name on it. You know what I mean? I think right. Dan Quinn and Adam Peters were very, very intentional that they never said one way or another. They're just like, yeah, we got to figure out how to stop it. Last thing, Maskey, I wanted to give you a chance. I'm guessing you knew Jim Irsay on some level. Obviously, his passing, he was relatively young, but had a lot of health battles. He was a huge, huge factor in the eventual sale of the Commanders, I would say. Kind of a complicated legacy there. How do you feel in the days after Jim Irsay's passing?
You know, I feel sad about it. I mean, obviously you said, you know, here's a guy who had demons that he battled in his life, a guy who had a lot of issues, a guy who had a lot of health issues, obviously. We didn't see him around the owners' meetings as a physical presence in the last few months. But the things you could not question about Jim Irsay were he loved the NFL. I mean, he really had strong feelings about what was right and what was wrong and the way the NFL should conduct itself. And that shone through in the whole Daniel Snyder thing, being the one owner to sort of come out and stand in front of the cameras and say, you know, we should consider voting Daniel Snyder out of ownership because he felt very strongly about what the allegations were at the time. And as he said, he felt that that was not what the NFL was about and should be about. So here was a guy who cared very deeply about the NFL, who went back, you know, to being a ball boy as a young kid, through being a general manager, through taking over ownership of the Colts from his father, through those great, great Colts teams where he hired Bill Polian and Tony Dungy, and they drafted Peyton Manning and had one of the great runs that you'll see. And then on top of that, you know, he was really just sort of a decent guy, a guy who was well-intentioned, good-hearted, and who had a lot of eclectic interests away from football, but was really a football guy and a good person, a good human being, despite the battles that he fought in his personal life. So that's what I'll think about him and remember.
Basically, what he did what most people do. He fought against the drug.
Right.
And everybody else get that excuse. Anybody involved with sports don't get that excuse.
Right, but you know, as he said, you know, he was open about, you know, the battles that he had. He did the Real Sports interview where he talked about them. But you know, when you got back to what he was as an owner, and then his love for football and the way he treated people, you know, as a basically, you know, a good-hearted and decent human being, and treated people well on a personal level. As I said, those are the things when I look back at his legacy and who he was, those are the things that I'll remember about him.
Cool. Yeah, you know, Mark, you know far more than me, but I've interacted with enough NFL owners, and they're all billionaires at this point, and some of them carry themselves in a manner that they find themselves kind of better than you, and some of them do not, and I would firmly put Irsay in the category of, like, he just treated people like people, and everybody was on the same footing.
Oh, absolutely. It was not, if you sort of put some into the regal category, he was not that. You know, he was a genuine guy. For better or worse, no matter what you thought about him, no matter what you thought about what he did, who he was, the issues that he had, you know, he was genuinely who he was. And he would say that. And you know, whatever you thought about him, you could not dispute that about him.
Maskey, thank you for making time, man. Enjoy a little time off with the Memorial Day holiday.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Mark Maskey from the Washington Post. You can give him a follow on X at Mark Maskey, M-A-S-K-E. Does a great job covering the NFL. Has done it for some time, and really informative stuff from all of these league meetings. We're talking about Memorial Day, though. Summer is here. It's not almost here. It's here. Is your backyard ready? Offenbacher's can help you turn it into the ultimate staycation spot during their Memorial Day sale going on right now. Right now, you can get up to 40% off beautiful, high-quality outdoor furniture, perfect for lounging and entertaining all season long. If you're looking to unwind, save big with instant rebates on hot tubs. You can save up to $1,000. Or you can go all in on the swim spots. Good exercise for you, and the kids will love it. Plus, if you want a real pool, it's like $200,000. Swim spa, significantly less than that. You're talking 30% of that. And if you get a swim spa right now, it's $1,500 off instantly. Do not wait. The savings will not last long, and neither will the start of summer. Now's the time to get your backyard ready for a full season of fun, relaxation, and memories. There's 4 Offenbacher stores you can check out in person: Herndon, Annapolis, Gainesville, or Rockville. Or you can check them out at Offenbachers.com. Offenbacher's is here to make your backyard better.
JP, you're absolutely right. Summer is here, and I'm kicking it off the right way. As an avid cyclist, I want you to join my team for Bike to the Beach on June 20th. We're riding to support autism and disability inclusion, and trust me, this ride is a blast. It all ends with a beachside festival at the Beach House Hotel in Dewey Beach, which is just a block from the ocean, right in the heart of the action. So let's ride together, make a difference, and kick off summer in style. You can join my team today at biketothebeach.org. That's riding 30 when you get to that website. That's biketothebeach.org. Join today or just donate. Biketothebeach.org.
It is a Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday. It's a good one, too. It's a Friday Memorial Day weekend. You should be enjoying yourself. Take it from me and B. Vodka Rebel Friday is powered by Scotty's Handcrafted Vodka. Scotty's Vodka is Maryland made, amazingly smooth, and loved throughout the DMV.
Hell yeah.
B, we were talking about flag football and all that. We're going to talk to Antonio Coleman, who's on the national flag football team. This is going to be a really fun conversation in about an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody brought this up to me, though, and I hadn't thought of it because people immediately kind of go to Jaden or Terry McLaurin. You know who might be a flag football baller?
Who?
Mikey Sammerstill.
Yeah, because he was a receiver, and now he's a DB.
Right, yeah. And most of those guys go both ways in flag. Because the rosters, I think, are only like 10 people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know. Kind of interesting. Lanville put a question on the show sheet, which I think is pretty interesting. Who do you think is the Commander's most underappreciated player?
I think it's different people at different times.
So NFL.com put together a list, and I actually think this is pretty fair. They said the most underappreciated player is Quan Martin. Specifically, I he had that pick six in the divisional round. I'm reading from NFL.com. Martin took over as a full-time starter in Washington last season, acquitting himself quite well at free safety. He stuffed the stat sheet with 87 tackles, 3 forced fumbles, 3 passes defensed, 1 pick, and 2 separated shoulders. Yep, apparently played most of the year with janky joints in each arm before undergoing off-season surgery.
Mm-hmm.
I think Quan is a really good example, honestly. To play through, I imagine you played through separated shoulders mm-hmm. at various points.
Yep.
There's nothing you can do because the only answer is surgery, but then you're just going to miss a ton of time.
Surgery or you got to be able to deal with the pain. That's the main thing about the separation and things like that. And like Al Bellamy, who's there now as their trainer, Al was able to like tape directly to my skin and kind of like hold it down to make it, you know, to where I can, it doesn't just fly, let's say you just fly loosely. And I would play like that, you know, because one thing I didn't do is take a lot of medicine. I hate it. I was like, I'm not doing that. You know, you take the medicine, you don't feel nothing and you hurt yourself even more. I wouldn't take the medicine, but I'll just deal with the pain.
I think, you know, a lot of guys play through separated shoulders. It's nothing new. I remember, one of the toughest scenes I've seen,
when people hear separation, they think dislocation. No, it's a difference. Separation is that ligament right over the top part that kind of gets lifted, inflamed some. You know, that's the separation. Dislocation, when that bone in that joint just comes out of the socket.
I mean, that's crazy. I remember watching Jordan Reed in Dallas after he caught, I think, 2 touchdowns in a big game against the Cowboys in kind of that Gruden-Kirk era.
Mm-hmm.
And, I also don't know that fans understand how tight jerseys are and that, like, sometimes they got to be cut off and stuff. Jordan Reed couldn't get his shoulder pads off.
Yeah.
Like he physically couldn't get it off, and trainers had to come over and help him, and he was screaming in physical pain. It was after the game he had just had, to see the pain he was in was really pretty eye opening about what these guys go through.
Mm-hmm.
And for Quan, what stands out to me is he played every week until week 18 when they were in the playoffs.
Uh-huh.
Like, they gave him week 18 off probably just to manage the pain, because the week before in the clinching game against Atlanta that they won in overtime, he had 8 tackles and an interception mm-hmm. and knocked 2 passes away.
Yep.
Yo, and I think you'll appreciate this, B. He played 100% of the defensive snaps in that win over the Falcons. He also played 10 snaps on specials.
Hey, it's a baller, brother.
That's baller stuff, dude.
Yeah.
That's the name of the game. The week before in the game against the Eagles, 100% of defensive snaps, 12 special team snaps.
Yeah. I don't think people understand sometimes what you go through just to get there on Sunday.
I mean, that's why, like, you know, a lot of time, some of it is kind of the fantasy footballization of fans, where you only look at the injury report for skill position players to see their availability for your fantasy football lineup on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when you see Quan Martin probable shoulder on a Thursday week 11 injury report, the pain that dude is probably going through is significant.
Probably so.
I mean, I think that's a really good one for underappreciated player. I'm trying to think of other guys that kind of would stand out. Offensively, I think John Bates might be a dude that that kind of would register. A blocking tight end's not really going to, like, knock your socks off statistically. But Bates is tough, man.
Very.
Like, I mean, seeing him week after week and just, like, the – you know, those guys do like the cupping and just seeing how beat up his body was. It's, I don't know. It's a tough guy sport, dude.
Oh, yeah. That it is.
When we return, now this is proprietary information. I'm not even sure I should share it on the radio, but I love our audience. I love our listeners. When we return, the top secret Finley family baked bean recipe revealed. For your Memorial Day barbecue. Nobody go anywhere.
The top secret Finley, J.P. Finley recipe, not the family. Hey, it's B. Mitch here and J.P. And if you want comfort and convenience wherever life takes you, then you need to turn the Root. With Wi-Fi compatibility, you have full control of your heating and cooling system right from your phone. If you've got to turn down your heat before vacation, you can adjust it in seconds. Plus, you'll get alerts if something's not right. These guys are the absolute best. And they've installed new systems in my house, and I felt the difference instantly.
Here's the best part. Rude systems are whisper quiet. No more noisy interruptions. No more clanging around in the ducts while you're trying to sleep. Just peace of mind. Rude's variable speed compressor ensures precise temperature and humidity control. The humidity control is the key. I'm telling you, 70 degrees when you have no humidity in the house feels a lot different than 70 degrees with your old air conditioner system. It operates efficiently even in the most extreme conditions. Comfort, performance, perfectly balanced. B, you got to tell them about the cash, too. You can qualify for federal tax credits up to 2 G's on heat pumps through 2032. $2,000. That's serious, man. Thing basically pays for itself. Visit Rood.com/federal incentives to learn more.
We're talking about Rood, R-U-U-D, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. And remember, if it ain't Rood,
it ain't right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.